You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio with some very important thoughts on a very important day. Stay with us.
Confusion.
Amplifying truth.
And pursuing clarity.
Kevin McCullough, now.
All right, friends, there are some children that are in desperate need of our help. We have told you some of their stories. Maybe you're joining us for the first time. What difference does it make in their lives? We will hear from Mike Higgins, the president of Hope Children's Home in Honduras, about what God's doing right there. It's Kevin McCullough. We get started right now.
Bench thinking.
Something interesting is happening with this.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
I found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
The big dog
has come out of nowhere.
Kevin McCullough.
I just want to help people think.
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
He is playing a role.
As well as anybody could.
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
The odds are he's right.
It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad you're with us. Friends, I'm a little bit befuddled. Those of you that have given to the Hope Children's Home this week, you have been enormously generous. I am so grateful for your heart, for the children that you are getting to know. It's not like these are faceless, nameless kids. You're hearing their voices. You're getting to understand their stories firsthand. But my concern is that we have many children that are not yet spoken for. And so I'm wondering if in this hour we could say that we're going to come around the next six kids at the Honduras Children's Home. We want to help six children today have the summer of care that they will need. But why do they need a summer of care? Well, let me let you hear from the founder of Hope Children's Home himself the conditions that these children are in before coming to Hope Children's Home. This is Mike Higgins.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods, and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
One child at a time is how Hope Children's Home goes about reaching the children that are in that kind of need. Imagine children thumbing through a city dump here in New York. Imagine children. In fact, I would ask of you, what would you do if you knew that there were children that in order to survive were heading over to the city dump to find their lunch for school or their food for the evening meal? Would you do anything you could to stop that? Would you do what you could to help them otherwise? Friends, fortunately, we don't have anyone in that kind of circumstance here, but they do exist. And in Honduras, Hope Children's Home is a beacon. It is a lighthouse. It is a place where children come in from that circumstance, that level of malnutrition. They are given love and a commitment by the staff. They are given an education that is second to none. They learn another whole language. They learn the English language, and this propels them into the betterment of their community and of their family, because they will have an entirely different set of options upon graduation from the school and the home. But friends, we need your help. This summer, Hope Children's Home needs your help. We need people to understand the mission of what they are doing and say, yes, I'm going to stand with one of those children today. And today we have six kids that we would like you to come around. Every one of these children needs someone to say, you know what, I'll do $150. We need four people per child to say, I'll do $150. But in doing so, those four of you will have a unique bond and help access to that child. You'll be pouring upon them a blessing that comes from very far away, something they can't comprehend or really understand. But they will know that God did it through you. And that when upon their graduation, upon their completing the program at Hope Children's Home, many of them have the hope to return and to make a difference in the lives of those that are around them for the cause of the kingdom. Friends, it's such a powerful thing. And you heard Mike Higgins say right there, you can't do them all, but you can do them one at a time, one child at a time. Tammy Rumfelt is back with us. And Tammy, I'm sorry to keep you off to the side for such a long time, but I wanted people to really understand the heart of where the leadership of Hope Children's Home comes from, because it is in that heart that you see the work of Jesus taking place.
Yeah, no, this is exactly what we needed to talk about today. This is exactly what you listening needed to hear, is that there's a lot in this world that we can't do anything about. And when you think about the fact that children are living in such desperate circumstances, that desperate poverty leads children to scavenge in dumpsters or in landfills, or to get involved in gangs or human trafficking, or what, you know, all of the litany of ways that poverty and desperation can lead to just a dead end for small children. And then we see this alternative for these children at Hope Children's Home. And yes, right now it's 24 children out of hundreds of thousands, but it's 24 children. And right now, one of those children needs your help, needs you to partner with them, to continue to allow Hope Children's Home to provide everything they need for an abundant life, an abundant future. And it's not just them. They're changing families. Their whole family changes. Their community changes. We're raising up leaders that will hopefully transform Honduras. And you get the opportunity to be a part of that. You know, I know $150 sounds like it is a lot of money. It is a sacrifice. I get that. Trust me. When you think about what that $150 is providing, it's something that is just easy to get behind, I think, because you're providing that warm bed, a safe place to sleep, hot meals every day, nutritious food, medical care, which is truly taking kids from very sick and malnourished to healthy, vital children, a Christian education that is great. It's an excellent Christian education. These kids are learning English. They're fluent in English. It's literally changing the outcome of their life. So yeah, $150, we can do that, right? You and three other people right now with a $150 gift provides a summer of care for one of these 24 children. Would you call right now 888-296-8200 or head online to the website and check out the banner. Click on the banner, check out what they're doing, look at the pictures of these children and see what's happening with your dollar. So either head online at WMCA.com or call 888-296-8200.
I want to say thank you to a couple of people. Joseph from Toms River, New Jersey, saw the vision right away, and he said, count me in. I want to help a child. Joseph, thank you for that. Walter from Hawthorne, New Jersey. Hey, New Jersey, representing today. Thank you so much for your gift, helping a child today. And then I want to say particularly thankful to Patrick from Whitestone, New York, who said, I want to help several children today. And I won't tell you the size of the gift. I will just tell you that it will help many children based on his generosity. Friends, we're asking you to help us with six kids today. 888-296-8200. $150 will help one child receive that summer of care. Four of you will provide the complete a summer of care for a child, and there are six that need our help right now. 888-296-8200. Let's do these six kids this hour. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. From the garbage dump to the first in line in the job market, that is where Hope Children's Home is able to take these children from and to. And friends, your gift helps that happen. 888-296-8200 or online at WMCA.com.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Butterfuco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Butterfuco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
WMCA welcomes our newest ministry, Circle K Ranch Broadcast. Join Pastor Al Kuhn on Friday nights at 8 p.m. for a time of revival. If you ever have lunch with Pastor Kuhn, he would share that many moons ago, the Lord spoke to him and said, "Seek me in the morning time and seek me in the evening time, but seek me out of love and not as a chore." Pastor Kuhn invites you to his broadcast on Friday evenings at 8 p.m. to worship and dig deeper into God's Word. Circle K Revival Barn Broadcast. Together we will seek the Lord and pray for a wonderful awakening of His love. Hear Pastor Al every Friday night at 8 p.m. Connect with Circle K Ranch Revival Barn at www.revivalbarn.com or CircleKRevivalBarn@gmail.com. You may also send a prayer request to Pastor Kuhn on the Revival Barn website, www.revivalbarn.com. Listen to Circle K Ranch radio broadcast on Friday nights at 8 p.m. That's Friday nights at 8 p.m. to hear Pastor Al Kuhn and the Circle K Ranch radio broadcast right here on WMCA.
Download the AM570 The Mission mobile app on iTunes, Google Play, or listen on WMCA.com, TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, personally fit me, Kevin McCullough, for my very own MyPillow, and I haven't stopped raving about that night's sleep since. You know why? They won't go flat. You can wash and dry them as many times as you need, and they maintain their shape. And every MyPillow is made in the USA. Get a standard queen premium MyPillow now for $29.98, regularly $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. And now is the time to buy. $29.98 for a standard queen premium. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listeners square, and use promo code WMCA. You'll find this amazing offer and deep discounts on all MyPillow products. The Giza Dream bed sheets, the MyPillow mattress topper, and the MyPillow towel sets. Call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. Or call 800-651-0798. That's 800-651-0798. And use the promo code WMCA.
Ad paid for by MPM, non-attorney spokesperson. Attention. This is an important message for anyone diagnosed with Parkinson's disease after being exposed to paraquat or other similar herbicides. Paraquat is a chemical commonly used by farmers and those that work with or apply herbicides. Residences near agricultural sites are also at risk for exposure. Scientific research showed that exposure to paraquat close to a residence increased Parkinson's disease risk by 75%. Numerous additional studies confirmed the link between paraquat and increased risk for Parkinson's. In fact, paraquat has been banned or limited for use in many other countries around the world. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with Parkinson's after being exposed to paraquat or other herbicides and suffered side effects, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call us today at 800-951-6541. Our experienced attorneys are ready to fight for you, and you'll pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor.
Call 800-951-6541. That's 800-951-6541.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Breaking news as it happens. You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, those of you that are listening and responding to what God is saying to your heart, thank you. 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. We heard from John and Rochelle Gardner. They are the ones that run the home on the ground there in Honduras. But we've also spoken with Mike Higgins, who is the not the founder. He's the current president and director of Hope Children's Homes, both in Tampa and in Honduras. And he has oversight for all of the work. And this when they began the Honduran work, it was under his leadership. And the Lord really used a very powerful moment to try to prick his heart into getting involved. Take a listen to what happened.
I went over there on a survey trip and trying to determine God's will on this and if there was a need and what those needs might be. And I was directed by some of the Hondurans to, I was asking them, is there a need for children here? Is there a need for help? And they assured me there were, and they directed me to a local garbage dump. And so I went over in the area and climbed up on a large hill that looked down upon what we would think of as just a city dump. And as a semi came and backed up to that dump, and if you can imagine a big semi full of garbage, the truck began to raise its load and the garbage began to spill out. And as that happened, I saw children running from the woods out of what now I'm realizing is their homes. It's corrugated metal stuck together in boxes and tin, and they're running out of those woods and they're running up onto the garbage that's being dumped out, and they're feverishly scattering through it, trying to find something to eat, something to wear, something to sell, I suppose. And the children had, most of them had very little clothes on. None of them had shoes on whatsoever. And as that truck left and I began to count, my best estimate of children that day that were mostly waist high or smaller was about 300 children. And I remember just bowing my head with tears running down my face and just saying, God, how could I possibly make a difference in the lives of so many children in need? And this is just one place in this country. And God just touched my heart that day and said, Mike, do it the same way you're doing in Tampa, just one child at a time. Just start. And so God began the work that day. And now these 18 years later, we're blessed to have a ministry there, seeing God do some miraculous things.
Some miraculous things that include rescuing children from becoming child trafficked, rescuing kids from joining the very dangerous MS-13 and other gangs that originate from Latin America and Central America. And friends, I don't think you can put a dollar amount on the importance that one soul, one heart, wholly, fully dedicated to God, what that can accomplish, what that can change in a person's life and in a community's life. Tammy Rumfelt is still with us. And Tammy, it is great for us today to hear not just from John and Rochelle, as we did in the last segment, but from Mike Higgins, and to know that the foundation for all of this is driven entirely by God's calling. that the reason that Hope Children's Home exists is because God gave them a specific vision to say the poorest of the poor in Honduras right here, you can help. And it's not just lip service help. It's not just, hey, have a plate of food and throw it at them. We're investing in your life. You're going to be long term. You're going to see discipleship. You're going to see training. You're going to see education, and you're going to be pushed in ways you're not going to be pushed even in the Honduran schools. And not a single dime comes from any government to help them do this. This is entirely funded by the people of God.
Yeah, lives are being changed because there are people who are hearing from God, hearing the call to do something about it. You know, I think there are two kinds of people in this world when you're presented with a huge problem, right? There's one group of people that says, wow, that problem is huge and terrible, and there's nothing I can do about it. And then there's another group of people who say, wow, that's a huge, terrible problem. What can I do about it? And so thank God that people like Mike, like Dr. Mike, and people like John and Rochelle said, you know what, there is something that I can do. I can't help every single one of these children, but I can help the ones that he puts in front of me, and I can help them in a real, meaningful, life-changing way. And so today, that's being put in front of us, right? We have a huge problem. What can we do to help? Right now, your $150 helps provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home in Honduras.
888-296-8200, 888-296-8200. If you want to give online, you can just go to WMCA.com and give a gift. But friends, I know it's easy to think, well, you know, this sounds like a great program, like, you know, that someone has given their total focus to this. And you know, these children, they're obviously in really tough need. And, you know, you hear about little Jose and Oscar and the mom that had twins. And in that environment, twins isn't really something that's that much of a blessing, because if you have a hard time feeding one child, you certainly have a hard time feeding two. And one was probably going to die, and they were going to have to choose which one to try to, you know, nourish and nurture and so forth. And yet God rescued both of those. Those two little boys are now at Hope Children's Home. But it's easy to say, well, that sounds great. Wow, somebody's doing a really good job. But friends, the Lord's not allowing you to hear it right now so that you can nod your head and say, wow, that's a good thing. Somebody should really, you know, step up and help Children's Home, make sure they do that. That's a good thing. I think oftentimes, Tammy, we confuse the nodding of the head with the doing of the thing.
Yes.
And God has called us to do the thing. There's no one listening right now that came across this dial position today or clicked on this stream or podcast that it did so by accident. God knew that they were going to have this intersection with this information and these stories about these specific children. I don't know if you fully grasp the incredible commitment, but when someone, and maybe I have a, maybe I'm biased here because I did adopt a child from a third world country and I did give him a home. And I was honored to be able to watch him grow and flourish here in the United States. But very few people can do that. But maybe you have a heart, a real heart for reaching children in the third world. But you know that your home is not designed to do that. You couldn't do that for yourself. But you see what John and Rochelle are doing here. You see the discipleship that's going on. You see the children as they are learning English and telling us their stories these days. You see how that is helping them develop as a person, but also as a believer. You're watching them graduate and go to Pensacola Christian College, become a nurse, and now they want to go back and give their life in ministry to the people of Honduras. Friends, this is an amazing thing. And it's not something that we should nod our head and say, oh, that's a really good thing. You guys really should, you know, that's great. No, God's letting you know that today so that you don't nod your head, but that you get involved. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200.
The following is a paid political announcement paid for by Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Hi, this is Rudy Giuliani, and on behalf of my great friend Curtis Sliwa, who's running in the Republican primary on June 22nd. When I ran for mayor, Curtis and the Guardian Angels were there to help me win, and then they were there to help me reduce crime and make our city livable again. We need Curtis. He's the right man at the right time in the right place. I'm voting for Curtis Sliwa and asking you to do the same.
Go to CurtisSliwaForMayor.com. That's Curtis Sliwa for mayor.
Dot com.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, numbers most important for prostate cancer treatment. 1, excellent results. 2, avoiding robotic surgery. 3, maintaining sexual function. 4, keeping urinary control. 5, avoiding robotic surgery's penis shortening. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, our goals of prostate cancer treatment for you. I'm Dr. Lederman. Men with prostate cancer wish great results, avoiding robotic surgery, maintaining sexual and urinary life, and penis integrity. Meet Dr. Lederman to learn more. For free booklet DVD, call 212-CHOICES. All outpatient, 1384 Broadway at 38th. Most insurance, Medicare, Medicaid accepted. Call Dr. Lederman, 212-CHOICES. Decades of experience treating thousands with prostate cancer. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Results, avoiding robotic surgery, quality of life, penis integrity. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You'll be number one with Dr. Lederman. Call 212-CHOICES, 212-CHOICES.
This is Greg Floyd, president of Teamsters Local 237. Join me for Reaching Out. We'll talk about the issues that matter the most to working families, union members, and everyone who cares about the future.
On the next Reaching Out, Greg welcomes back president of the New York chapter of the NAACP, Hazel Dukes, to talk about changes to the city's upcoming elections and the negative impact they may have. It's Reaching Out, Saturday afternoon at 4:30 on AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA.
I have a traumatizing childhood memory of an Easter egg hunt. The big hunt was a big deal in our family, and I have this memory of running and excitedly reaching for eggs, only to have my big brother and sister sweep in and steal them at the last second. It's Ryan, and unfortunately, this is a traumatizing reality our Faith and Family Mortgage team is seeing from families across the country. Families are finding their dream home, only to have it pulled away by another hunter at the last second. At United Faith Mortgage, we unfortunately cannot scare off the other hunters, but we can very quickly get you pre-approved and make it look as good as possible to sellers. And then, once you do grab that Easter egg,
see our story and read how our direct lender advantage can often save your family monthly and lifelong money at UnitedFaithMortgage.com.
We are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Meadow Park Road, Meadow, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Corporate NMLS number 1330. Private RAC NMLS number 65233. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
I have two dogs, Sam and Bailey. Both are golden retrievers. Poor Sam, he was a mess. Always itching. His paws were soaking wet all day from just constant licking. He had bald spots on his back. I just don't like putting shots and steroids into your dog all the time.
DINOVITE.com.
Dynavite is nutrition. Probably 2 weeks after he started Dynavite, I started seeing great improvements. And today, 99% of his issues are non-existent. It's amazing stuff. Since Bailey has been 12 weeks old, he's been a Dynavite dog. And he has zero issues today. He won't eat his food without Dynavite. When I get out the Dynavite, my dogs actually salivate, like I'm getting them a treat. They drool over it. Dynavite is the best thing you can do for your dog.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
I get my Dynavite from DINOVITE.com.
You're listening to Kevin McCullough Radio, coming to you live from the Connors and Sullivan Broadcast Studio. Confusion, amplifying truth, and pursuing clarity. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
All right, Kevin McCullough, very glad to have you with us. And thank you for those of you who are hearing the call to help Hope Children's Home. 24 lives that we have the ability to change in a remarkable way, not just to get them to a state of health, but to get them to a state of leadership, not just to give them a little bit of knowledge of something, but a complete Christian education that prepares them to be a literal world changer when they leave Hope Children's Home. And they all have the same thing in common. They came from very, very, very tough circumstances to be able to be at Hope Children's Home. 888-296-8200. Try not to smile when you meet our friends Jose and Oscar.
Hello, my name is Jose. I'm 8 years old, and me and Oscar were here when we were baby at Hope.
At Hope Children's Home, every child has a story.
and especially in Honduras. I can think of two twins we took in a few years ago, Jose and Oscar. They came to us both premature, both very small. And many times in Honduras, when a mother has twins, it's not a blessed thing like it is in our country. It's actually almost a horrific event because they know they're probably not going to be able to care for both those children. So when Oscar and Jose were brought into our care, Jose was near death. He just didn't have but days to live. And I was really concerned of bringing him in fear that he would pass away in our care. But we brought him in under a lot of doctor's help, and both of them end up doing well. They're about 7 years old now.
God tell Angel and Uncle John to be here for they can save us.
As listeners have an opportunity to discern whether this ministry is worthy of help, I'd refer to those like Jose and Oscar, that if someone wouldn't have stepped into their life and been there for them, to feed them, to care for them, get the medical attention they needed, Jose for sure would not be here today, and Oscar probably wouldn't as well. So that's the direct translation of giving to Hope Children's Home of Honduras. It's a matter of life or death.
Say thank you so much for helping take care of us.
Thank you much for taking help of us.
Oh, wow. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, those two little precious ones, just two examples of children that at least one of them definitely would not have been here. When Mike spoke with me off air, he told more details of that story. The mother had to choose which one to nurse and which one to give sugar water to basically just satiate the hunger and hopefully not die too painfully. And when the mother grew really incapable of being able to do that, she took them to Hope Children's Home. And I think it was Oscar, or it was, I think it was Jose, but mm-hmm. but he was small enough to fit into the palm of their hand. This is how small, how undernourished, how underdeveloped he was. And from that stage, think about that, teetering on the edge of life itself, Hope Children's Home gave proper medical care, nutrition, the ability for this child to learn, and now They're being, you know, doctor and professor charm there on the mm-hmm. on the and they speak such good English, and you say, wait a minute, these can't be kids in third world Honduras, but that's part of the program.
Yeah, they you know, it's easy to hear that story about the mom having to choose which child she was going to provide nourishment for. And think, why would a mother do that? But it's desperation. It's because she had no choice. And one child was thriving, one wasn't. And as a mom myself, I can't imagine yeah. having to make that kind of decision.
Yeah.
And I also can't imagine the joy that that mom must have now, knowing that the people, that the body of Christ has surrounded her and surrounded her children and is giving them a new abundant life. I'm sure that that has impacted her as well. So this is what we're talking about today. This is what you and I have the opportunity to be a part of. And I think that's exciting. I think it's exciting that with a gift of $150, we can help provide a summer of care for one of these precious children at Hope Children's Home. And this is what's being put in front of you today. So the way to get involved is by calling 888-296-8200. Your gift of $150, you and three other people, that provides an entire summer of care for Jose and Oscar and all the other children there. And when we say care, it's everything. It's a loving home, a safe place to sleep, a medical care, meals, and education. And like Kevin mentioned, this bilingual education. These children speak fluent English, even at a very young age. And that's important because that unlocks a whole new future for them when they are old enough to find a job, breaking that cycle of poverty. This is what you're partnering with when you call 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. Or if you just want to give online, if you're the antisocial type, you just don't want to deal with people, but you want to give your gift, that's fine too. WMCA.com. You can go online. And I know you do it for efficiency. It's much easier and completely secure. WMCA.com to give online, or 888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. Help Jose and Oscar have a summer of care this year. Hi, Kevin McCullough. If you could save money on your mortgage payment and put more money into your pocket, wouldn't that make sense? Now is the perfect time to call my very good friends, Mike and Brian, at Fellowship Home Loans. Home values are up. The housing market is strong. Interest rates are low, and they're going to stay low. Talk to Mike and Brian about ways you could possibly eliminate PMI, private mortgage insurance, consolidate debt, take cash out for home improvements, and save on your taxes. As a direct lender, you deal directly with the decision makers who will save you the money and guide you every step of the way. And with outstanding customer service reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, you will be amazed by how well you are treated and how simple they make this very complicated process. Call Mike Raikman and Brian Sheely at Fellowship Home Loans and lock in your low rate today. 800-804-SAVE. That's 800-804-SAVE. Intercontinental Capital Group, DBA, Fellowship Home Loans, Licensed Mortgage Banker, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 60134.
If you owe back taxes, there's a lot you need to know, starting with rule number one. Don't mess with the IRS. They are cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, actively garnishing paychecks, levying bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. That's all true. But it's also true there's a way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, an important government program for tax debt assistance. It's one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered, so now's the time. You could qualify for tax relief that saves you thousands, even tens of thousands. Nobody knows this program like the award-winning experts at Optima Tax Relief. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Don't mess with the IRS. For tax help you need, for tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
AM 570 and 102.3 FM, The Mission, WMCA. Listen online at WMCA.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
Let's see. If something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
I was a heroin addict.
I was an alcoholic.
And I was addicted to crack.
My name is Benjamin Sexton. I'm here at Hope Christian Center in the Bronx, New York, and I'd like to tell you what it's done for me. It saved my life.
My name is Dexter Thompson. I'm a student at Hope Christian Center, and I'm very grateful to be here. It has changed my life.
My name is Angel Rodriguez, and I want to thank the Lord for how he has changed my life at Hope Christian Center.
Hope Christian Center is a 9-month residential Christian discipleship program for men with life-controlling problems. There is no cost. Call David at 718-295-0998 or go to the website at hopecenterny.org. There is hope and there is help at 718-295-0998. Call today.
When you need a lawyer you can trust, call the law offices of Dan Buttafuoco and Associates. Call 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
If it's happening in New York or across the globe, learn why it matters first on Kevin McCullough Radio.
So glad to have you with us and thankful for those of you that are carefully and attentively listening to God's call, knocking on your heart and saying, hey, what about those 24 kids at Hope Children's Home? What have you done to help them today? 888-296-8200. Every one of them started in a place that is so far unbelievable in terms of anything that you've known probably in your life. There's no one listening to me right now that didn't have a good night's sleep last night, probably in an air-conditioned home of some sort, probably had plenty of food to eat last night for dinner, and probably most likely had a job to go to today and some other opportunities at the bare minimum. These children, before Hope Children's Home came into their life, had none of that. We just heard the story of Katya. We've heard the story of the founder, Mike Higgins, and the children in the garbage dump that were just rushing to the truck when it would come to dump the freshest garbage so that they could rummage through the freshest garbage to find their dinner. Hope Children's Home has changed that for them. But they need our help to continue to provide these services and needs for them. And they are helped exclusively by the body of Christ. 888-296-8200. If you weren't with us at the top of the show, I want you to rehear this story from John and Rochelle Gardner. Now, we haven't heard from them in the campaign yet so far. These are the dorm parents, if you will, the head and the heads of the home for Hope Children's Home. And really, they are like a mother and father to all 24 kids that they have, in addition to their own four kids that they're raising. Former Air Force service member John is. But take a listen to their concerns about the children that they minister to and love on each day.
You know, every time I see a boy washing our windows, I see our boys in their eyes. And just, you know, that's where a lot of them would be. And so just to be able to, you know, we can't save them all, but to have that influence on this group and whoever else the Lord brings us in the future, it's, you know, I can imagine that some of our girls would probably be mothers right now if they weren't at Hope. And, you know, who knows what they would be trying and taking, and you know, education level, maybe to sixth grade at the most. Mm-hmm. But I guarantee you that they would not be where they're at right now if they didn't have the opportunity to be at Hope.
Right. And you can see it whenever you're sitting at a stoplight. You know, you'll have a 7-year-old boy walk up and there's no adult around except for a 18, 19, 20-year-old boy right down the road. And you know what he looks like, you know, and you can kind of tell. You can tell he's part of a gang. Then this little boy comes up and you hand him 2 or 3 limps, and the first place he goes is over to that older boy to give him money. You know what's going on, and it's hard to fathom that. It's hard to think about that because you know that those boys are just, that's where they're at. That's who they've grown to trust because it's who's there. That's hard to stomach, but I do know that with the children being in the home, it has definitely saved them from some of those things. Absolutely.
You can't even imagine if your own kid were parentless and just running around, and they ended up in the hands and the influences of MS-13. Here on Long Island, we've seen the incredible violence that MS-13 visits out on people that it opposes. This is where it starts, in Central and Latin America, where these very poor children are recruited. And Hope Children's Home, it's not stopping all of the recruitment, but it is helping the ones that they are able to. And the ongoing existence of Hope Children's Home continues to make that difference in their life. And Tammy Rumfeld, I'm thinking of Rochelle's comments there, too, about when she says, and I think this kind of slips by in the soundbite there, but when she says, where would our girls be? Most of them would have a baby. Expound upon what she means by that, because that's a very telling statement.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, it is not at all uncommon for children, and literally children as young as 12, 13 years old, to become parents. And it is, again, it is out of desperation. It is, you know, out of the poverty, trying to cling to something that feels like a family. So you have a baby, but how do you then break a cycle of poverty when you're 12 or 13 years old with a baby? You can't. That doesn't happen. But 12 and 13 year old girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. You know, they actually get to enjoy childhood. The other alternative for a lot of children living in poverty, who are, you know, even girls as young as 9 and 10, they become like the parents in the home because mom has to go and work. There's a lot of times no dad in the home. So mom goes and works, and then the 8-year-old daughter is taking care of younger siblings. Again, these girls and boys at Hope Children's Home get to be children. They get to experience the joy of living in a family. They get to have a safe place to sleep at night. They are getting every meal. They're getting education, world-class, really, Christian education. They're coming out of that school totally bilingual, so that when they enter the job market at an appropriate age, they're able to get great jobs, literally changing their lives and changing their families and their communities as well. And you know, $150 provides a summer of care for one of these children at Hope Children's Home. You are helping to provide complete care, everything that they get with your $150 gift right now. And so would you be the one? You know, don't expect somebody else is going to do this. And don't wait until later, because you know you'll forget or life will happen and you won't have time to do it. Would you be the one who calls right now? 888-296-8200. Again, $150 helps provide that summer of care, but any amount, any level, whether you have been richly blessed and you can do way more than that, or you can't do $150, whatever you can do, whatever you feel the Lord kind of tugging on your heart to do, please don't wait another moment. 888-296-8200.
888-296-8200. 888-296-8200. And what Tammy was just saying right there just so resonates with me. Friends, we're not called to save the entire universe, but what we can do is what God alerts us to in the moment, where we're at right now. It's not by accident that we're here. It's not by accident that we're learning about Hope Children's Home and seeing the good that they're doing. Friends, it's not an accident that you've listened the last couple of days and your heart's been moved by some of the stories and some of the circumstances. Don't ignore that. This is your opportunity. We still need another 10 of you to take the $150 challenge this hour. 888-296-8200.
This year, nearly 22,000 American women will be diagnosed with ovarian cancer, and another 14,000 will die. Even worse, 10% of these deaths will be linked to a product that is found in nearly everyone's medicine cabinet. Hey ladies, this is Liz Black, and I need to tell you about a common household product that is killing innocent women. Talcum powder. For decades, studies show that talcum contains asbestos, a known cancer-causing agent. Yet, companies like Johnson & Johnson unconscionably sell this dangerous product. This May, after being conclusively linked to deadly ovarian cancer, mesothelioma, and fallopian cancer, talcum powder was finally pulled from shelves. If you or a loved one received a cancer diagnosis after using talcum powder at any point, call Buttafuoco & Associates today at 1-800-NOW-HURT. Buttafuoco & Associates is helping clients recover significant damages. If you think your cancer may have been caused by talcum powder, call today, 1-800-NOW-HURT. That's 1-800-NOW-HURT.
Are you scared of dental surgery? Unhappy with your smile? Tired of partial dentures? Then ZX27 glass abutment is for you. Only offered at M&M Dental in the heart of Brooklyn, it's a unique European non-surgical FDA-approved procedure, giving patients back their confidence and smile. Here to explain is Dr. Seltzer.
Hi, thanks for having me here today.
Now tell us a little bit about the ZX27.
Sure. ZX27 is a revolutionary, non-surgical, FDA-approved procedure which gives patients a permanent smile without having to endure surgery and eliminates partial dentures.
Do you own the exclusive rights to this procedure?
Yes, we do, for the United States. This procedure has been done for over 30 years in 28 different countries worldwide.
What kind of feedback have you been receiving from your patients?
Patients are loving their new beautiful smiles while avoiding implant surgery and not having to wear partial dentures.
That's fantastic. Thanks, Dr. Seltzer. Call M&M Dental now at 718-853-5777. That's 718-853-5777.
Listen to The Mission WMCA anywhere you go with the AM 570 The Mission mobile app. Download on Google Play, iTunes, or listen to TuneIn, iHeart, Alexa, or Odyssey.com.
You need to know when you need it. It's Kevin McCullough Radio.
Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. In these closing few minutes, I want to direct your attention to something. We have kicked around a word in our culture over the last year wildly, the word privilege. We attach it to people that we are envious of. We attach it to people that we perceive have more advantages than we do. We attach it to things that we disagree with, maybe based on race or class or economic ability, etc. But this word privilege has really been distorted, in my opinion, because you and I today all enjoy the privilege of being able to go to our refrigerator and pick out just about anything we want and making dinner for ourselves and having a variety of things to choose from in a warm home where people who love us are most likely surrounding us. We don't have a lot of worries about getting a good education because we're offered one for free in our communities. We don't worry even that much about getting jobs because we know that right now the job market is growing and there are more people needed back at work. There's more jobs open than people to be employed right now. So on almost every front of what we have, we understand a certain degree of privilege for who we are. The 24 kids that are at Hope Children's Home don't have privilege. They have found a lifeline. They have found something that is deciding their future between ending in early death, maybe violence because of being associated with a gang or sex trafficking. And instead, they are on another side of that line where that says you can have hope in Jesus. You can have a life that's meaningful. You can have an education that's on par with anyone else. And friends, today your gift helps make that possible for at least one child when you give it to $150. A portion of that is going to help a child today and for the next rest of the summer as they walk through these days to come. Friends, every single one of these children that we've exposed you to today, the collage of all the voices, Jose and Oscar, Katya, the girl living in the chicken pen with the lice drilling down into her skin, or the story that we opened everything with, Pastor Mike, the very first time he was in Honduras, looking down on the garbage dump and seeing 300 mostly naked kids and saying, God, just show me how I can help. And God made it clear, one at a time, the next one you come across, these are the ones that you can help. And friends, they need our help. They need our help right now. 888-296-8200. It is a privilege. It is a true privilege to be able to give of our excess to be able to help them in their time of need. And it is a gross time of need in Honduras. 888-296-8200. Tammy Rumfelt, always appreciate you being here. Thank you again for joining us today.
Thank you, Kevin. It is really a privilege to be here, and I'm so thankful for you and your listeners who have responded to this great need and this great opportunity.
If you want to give online, it's WMCA.com. But friends, don't let another day go by. We need to help these children right now. 888-296-8200, 888-296-8200, or online at WMCA.com.